From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met for 80 minutes at the White House with Kim Jong-chol, who he described as the second most powerful man in North Korea. Afterwards, Mr. Trump told a group of reporters the June 12th summit in Singapore between him and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is back on. He says the U.S. will not be increasing, however, pressure on North Korea while talks are ongoing.
I don't even want to use the term maximum pressure anymore because I don't want to use that term. Because we're getting along, you see the relationship, we're getting along. So it's not a question of maximum pressure, it's staying essentially the way it is.
The president also made clear that sanctions on North Korea will not be lifted, however, until the country agrees, he says, to give up its nuclear arsenal. The new U.S. import tariffs on steel and aluminum have American companies preparing for retaliation. AP's Ed Donahue following the story.
Tariff retaliation impacts companies big and small. Farmer Jeff Colombini in California has 200 employees who rely on the bottom line.
We're not going to be able to sell all of our crop, and so some of it's probably going to go unharvested or just dumped.
Al Junkie with the Nebraska pork producers says the tariffs are inflicting needless pain.
Our farm families need certainty, and certainty is not being provided right now.
Jeff Colombini is waiting for President Trump to make the next move.
I'm optimistic that he knows what he's doing, but then again, you know, I'm hoping that I'm not going to turn into collateral damage.
The milk market has been depressed for about 3 years, and farmers have struggled to break even. The largest customer is Mexico. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. United States.